These days, as I said yesterday and earlier today, are days of a lot of emotions. And of course, our hearts leap for one reason or the other. And I'm sure our blood pressures do too. But today, of course, we had the very happy, the very sad funeral of our parishioner, the oldest parishioner at this point. And I remember when everybody else died, and I told her one day, you know, you're the oldest parishioner. And she says, well, you know what that means? I said, yes, I do. So anyway, I don't know who the next one is, but somebody's in line. Uh-oh. Anyway, and it's not me. I'm still 29. Life and death are the mysteries of God. And of course, we would not have death if it were not for the horrible, disobedient, proud sin of Adam and Eve. In the meantime, God sent us the Redeemer through his mother, the woman that would crush the head of the serpent. And so they are days of many emotions. Today, among the good emotions, is the feast of St. Margaret, Queen of Scotland. And she's one of the patron saints of Scotland, but considering the fact that Scotland does not have too many saints, she is way up there, so she's almost all by herself. But she was related and she was not born in Scotland. She was born in Hungary. She was related to St. Stephen of Hungary, King of Hungary. She was related to St. Elizabeth of Hungary and to St. Elizabeth of Portugal. You know, all these things, birds of a feather flock together. Now, when you have evil people and sinners, birds of a feather also flock together. The crows are all around, but they will soon be in the fire where they shall burn for eternity. But the saints also, birds of a feather, flock together. St. Margaret was given in marriage very young to King Malcolm III of Scotland, and she ruled over Scotland. He died, and she stayed as queen. She ruled over Scotland for 30 years, which in those days was a very long time, because she died in 1093. So this is 1,000 years ago. So we are very grateful to God for giving Scotland and the whole church this very wondrous queen who spent most of her life providing for the poor, not only money and food, but also she built hospitals and orphanages and hostels for those who were pilgrims, who were traveling from one place to another and had nowhere to stay. So these are some of the great virtues of those who have money and power in the church, and she exercised them both. So we give thanks to God today for St. Margaret of Scotland. And we also give thanks today for all those of our parishioners who have preceded us to the next world, hopefully to heaven, even if they're still in purgatory. Among them, our parishioner, Nelda Nadine Williams-Schoenu, to whom we gave holy burial in the Catholic faith today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.